Hey, y'all, and welcome to this week's episode of Let's Chat, the podcast. That's not even it.
That's not it.
Dang it,
but we're not stopping. We're not stopping.
Okay. Hey, y'all, welcome to... Hey, y'all, and welcome to this week's episode of Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. I'm Curry Terrell. With me, as always, the incredible Adrian McMillan.
That's more like it.
How you doing?
I'm good. We're fresh off the Oscars.
We literally just finished it moments ago.
Basically, mere minutes.
How do you feel?
Whirlwind, I think, is a good word.
Yeah.
Pretty consistent in the essence of just like, it delivered the way it wanted to and needed to, but also like there were some a few fun surprises.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Before we get into the Oscars, I think we should talk about what we also saw this week.
Absolutely.
We are going to start with Love Lies Bleeding, which we saw on Sunday night. So
special screening.
Yes, special screening. The film stars Kristen Stewart, Katie O'Brien, Jenna Malone, Ed Harris, Dave Franco.
Stacked cast.
It really was a great cast. It is about a woman who falls in love with a bodybuilder. Yep. She owns like a gym. Her family owns like a gym.
Yeah.
And they sort of get into this mess of blood and love and lust and like family hurt and...
Absolutely. I really do love your synopses.
They're terrible.
I think that should just be our podcast.
No.
Where you just say, here's what the movie's about, and then that's it.
It's never good. I need to just start reading it like off of Google.
Yeah, for sure. We did go to a Q&A.
We went to the Egyptian in LA, which is Netflix's theater that's been here, but they just bought it in the last year.
And are partnered with the American Cinematheque.
Yes, so we saw it like a week before it came out.
For free.
Yes, with Kristen and Katie and the director.
Actually, I think not for free.
Yeah, I think we did pay.
Oh, we did. I don't think I charge anybody, which I'm not concerned
charge
about.
Me.
No, it's okay.
Do it.
It's an A24 movie.
Yeah, they're really, really spitting the movies out.
I was surprised only in the fact that they did a movie that had a bodybuilding sort of element to it so close to The Iron Claw.
Yeah, but totally opposite.
Totally opposite, but just kind of that same like gritty,
yeah,
like the close-ups on the body. It's sort of, I was like, these, but yeah, you're right. Not
but also, alike. It's like the antithesis to that.
Absolutely.
Because it's like female energy, such strong female energy.
Yes.
Whereas The Iron Claw is such strong male energy.
Yes. Katie O'Brien is a bodybuilder and has competed like professionally. And I mean, her body is incredible in the movie,
yeah.
Like the stuff that she's able to do with it. So like obviously she's living something she's very comfortable in,
yeah.
But the meltdown that she has from like start to finish of that movie,
it's I would imagine what an actor wants in a movie.
Psychopath,
yeah,
serial killer,
psychosis,
everything.
It's really good, and she like knocks it out of the park. You so believe that she is going through this experience.
1,000%. Kristen Stewart, who is famously not my favorite.
No.
She was great.
She was great. She was not great during the Q&A.
During the Q&A, she kept putting her mic on the floor. Keep in mind, we're in a theater that seats like 500. So we were in the back row, as we love to be.
Yeah.
I snuck in a tall can.
Yeah.
Patrick put it in his back pocket. Best part of the movie. You can't hear when you're not speaking to a microphone. And she was like, everybody can hear me, right? No. We can't.
Exactly.
That's why you have a microphone in your hand.
There is a point.
But that's okay. But I was thinking a lot during the movie. Spencer, which is that the last movie she had done before?
Yeah. One of.
Yeah. And this, if you compare those two movies, no denying, she's incredible.
She's really kind of come into her own. And it's just fascinating. Like her, obviously, you can't not compare her career now to obviously starting from Twilight, but her and Robert Pattinson were both in that movie and have followed literally like the same exact trajectory, which
it's
is
true.
Really kind of amazing. You would want, I kind of want them back in a movie together.
1,000%.
As adults, you know, fully, formed from that experience that they had together and in a movie together.
It's also interesting, they both choose to do very like indie, you can tell they're picking things based on what they want to be doing. Like they do a lot of like indie movies, but then they also do still do big budget things.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? She was just in Charlie's Angels. He's the Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not afraid to be in like a blockbuster movie or right. a want to be blockbuster movie, but then they're also doing like these movies that
very
a
small,
1,000 people will see.
Exactly. Very small audiences will see.
Yeah.
With that being said, this movie is not for everybody.
Not for everyone. If you don't like blood, you don't like gore, there's a lot of like body, like
graphic sex scenes.
Yeah, it was a lot, but it was, I thought it was excellent.
It's a very fun kind of comedy, thriller, horror.
Yes, definitely. And if you like A24, you're going to like it.
I think that's the best way to put it.
Whoever runs, I know they don't like make all these movies. They like purchase some of them mm-hmm. and release them. But like whoever is doing that really understands their brand.
The acquisition team.
They really get like this is what we're yeah. supposed to be.
But they've just like they have that market share. Like, it's them and Neon. Like, there's really no other competition.
No.
But A24 is, I think, leagues ahead of Neon in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Just in terms of, like, the merch, the books. Like, they have everything figured out.
Their one blind spot. The...
Don't give it to them for free.
Okay. The Academy... Whoever's pitching the awards or running the awards campaigns.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're not doing a great job.
No, I agree with that. I think they probably know that.
The biggest blind spot of the Oscars this year is the Iron Claw.
Yeah.
Everything else at least stayed in the discussion. Like, there are some movies that definitely, like, I kept thinking, tonight, where is Saltburn?
Right.
You know
it
what I mean?
It didn't hit the same way.
It didn't hit the same way, but it was so talked about in the whole run of award season until this.
Yeah.
But the Iron Claw just...
fell flat for them.
Yeah.
It's true. They need to talk to us.
Yeah. They do. They actually, here's our number. Also,
919-625-CHAT.
Say that one more time.
919-625-CHAT.
Which is?
Our voicemail that you can call or text.
And the numbers for that would be 919.
Isn't it 625-2428?
2428.
That's the number, right?
You nailed it.
It is?
I think you're right.
Okay, I hope so. I hope I'm not giving some random number out.
Hello, could
675.
919-675-CHAT.
Chat. 2428.
2428.
Don't call that other number.
Don't call those other people. If you do, ask to speak to Adrian and Curry.
Transfer them.
Hello. The other thing that we saw this week together, Madonna.
Wow, I already erased that from my memory.
We went to her Celebration tour.
At the Forum.
She's doing 5 nights. We were on the 3rd night, I think.
3rd, yeah.
It's like her definition of a greatest hits tour.
Right.
Keep in mind, Madonna has had so many songs.
Insane.
So like every time that I had a moment of disappointment where I was like, man, I really wish she sang Borderline. Mm. I'm like, well, she did sing all these other songs.
Yeah, I mean, she has sold, do you remember the number?
No. 125 million?
I think it was more than that. I think it was like 400 million records.
Oh my
gosh. So she's been around for a hot minute. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, here's the thing. Madonna is not Beyonce as far as the vocals go.
No.
She definitely...
not even close.
I'm agreeing with you. Mm-hmm. She definitely sounded not... I don't want to say sick, but tired.
Yes.
And there were moments where, of course, I was like, well, it would be nice if she was knocking the vocals out of the park. But she's not ever really been...
a vocalist.
Yeah. There is a moment, you know, I struggle all the time with people lip syncing, not lip syncing. But there is a moment where I thought, why isn't she lip syncing?
Yeah, this would be the time.
Yeah, you're Madonna.
I really checked out after she did Hung Up, and it was like 30 seconds long. That is... one of, if not one of her most recent big hits in my eyes. Like, why would she sing the whole song from start to finish?
She also got a little confusing in the, like, we're going to follow my story. And she went, like, through the 80s, and then, like, 10 minutes later, she sang Hung Up.
Yeah.
And then never really got back on track of, like, following her through line. Yeah. And I was like, what was the song?
And it was, like, a remix of Hung Up.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the elephant in the room?
It was so hot.
She purposefully does not put on the air conditioning.
Which is shocking because a video that we love is her complaining about the air not being on.
Which is hilarious.
It was hot. The Forum is always hot. No, like when I saw John Mayer there like a year ago or whenever ago, I was sweating in that too. And it was not.
This was like she had the heater on.
It was hot. I remember there was a time after you had walked out where I looked to the people to my right and then to the people to my left, aka Patrick, your mother, and then those people beside her, and everybody was like wet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, this is not okay.
After hung up, I told my mom, I said, I can't sit here anymore. And yeah. So I went and stood in the cold air, and it was fantastic. It was literally the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah. It was incredible. I loved every second of it. I loved the stage, how she kind of went to all the different areas of the stage. The only thing I did not like is, you know, you were there for the first one when she did the CBGB thing where she played the guitar,
yeah.
Which I was very impressed by.
Yeah.
They put that screen down beside her. So mm. then that whole side could not see her.
Mm.
And then I don't remember whatever song she sang later on our side like that. And they put a screen in front of her. And I was like, who thought this was a good idea
yeah.
to block her with the screen? But the peak, honestly, one of the peaks was her daughter playing piano, which was
I did see that.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And I mean, she sang a lot of songs I wanted her to sing.
Yeah.
I mean, Ray of Light, she was flying around in a box. I mean, it's Madonna.
Yeah.
It was kind of like one of those things like, oh my God, that's Madonna.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was cool.
I would never, ever go see her again, though.
I probably would.
Mm-mm.
But it would have to be a similar situation where she's doing like a hits tour. I would never pay to see like the Madame X tour.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Madame X.
MDNA.
MDNA. Yeah, she didn't even do the one that she sang on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With MIA and Nicki Minaj. Yeah. She didn't even do that one. She did like a little clip of it. But again, it's hard. She has a million songs. She didn't do 4 minutes to save the world.
Right.
I mean, what can you do?
It was a good time. I'm glad we went.
Yeah.
I am glad we went.
I'm really glad we went.
Me too.
What's the next concert we have?
I have Ryan Beatty on Friday.
Yes.
We have Casey Musgraves.
Yes. This is a test, and you're failing so far.
I couldn't tell you.
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, my God. I don't even know when that is.
I think it's in May.
Okay.
Okay, should we get into it?
Let's talk about it.
We watched the Oscars tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have gotten to the final award show of award season, minus the Writers Guild Awards.
It's really psychotic that this is the end.
We'll start with the red carpet.
Yep.
We watched E! Until the last 30 minutes, and we switched over to ABC.
Laverne Cox, sorry, should be fired.
She does not have the flow.
And you know what's crazy? We switched at 3:30 Pacific time to ABC.
Yep.
Watched another actress, two actually, Julianne Hough, who basically is more of a dancer than an actress, and Vanessa Hudgens do a fantastic job.
Yes.
Laverne Cox is an actor 24/7, 365 days a year, and can barely say what movies they are, mispronounces everything, can't remember whose names they are. It's awful. Awful, 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 awful. It's cringe worthy.
It is very, yes. I think, too, the idea of having Laverne, I understand, because she is an actress that everybody knows, yeah. Everybody's comfortable with. So there's immediately, like, not that awkwardness of, like, I'm talking to a reporter. They're like, I'm talking to a fellow actor, like a peer.
Right.
Or even, like, on the Grammys, a celebrity peer.
Totally.
And I get that. But it just, it doesn't seem like she wants to be doing it either. She also made a comment about how she only does it because of the money. And I was like, I don't think I want to hear that.
No.
They had this award season, had Heather McMahon down there with her sort of do alternating. And they were a good balance because at least it broke it up a little bit.
Right.
But tonight.
Wasn't it.
It was not it.
But the stars look good.
Stars look good. Who were your favorites?
Zendaya.
Unreal.
She can do no wrong.
Absolutely can do no wrong. She is a movie star.
Sandra Hüller. Sandra looked amazing. Almost didn't look like herself, which I was like, okay, you can really get dolled up and look like truly Hollywood glamorous.
Your movie. Yeah, exactly. It was interesting with Laverne and her. I haven't watched any award. Like, I haven't seen any of her doing, like, the silly kind of award season stuff. So it was fun to see her just, like...
Yeah. I missed that. I must have been cooking.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
In any case, she was... she looked very good.
Yeah. Carrie Mulligan looked like old school glamour beauty.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, dressed to win.
Coleman Domingo, I honestly thought that he looked good, but not as good as he usually does.
I think it's one of those things where, like, usually he does something so, like, a little left of center.
Yeah.
That's very, like, high fashion that this was just, like, a normal nice suit.
Right.
I mean, he looked amazing.
Yeah. Those are my faves, that off the top of my head.
Yeah. Kirsten Dunst, I thought, looked amazing.
Oh, yeah, she did look good.
Any ones that stuck out to you as bad? There were a lot of just, like, okay dresses.
Yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy looked beautiful.
She did look really good. Nothing truly... Oh, I know. Melissa McCarthy.
She looked a little wild.
She looked awful. Her hair was crazy. The dress was crazy. And, like, you're next to Octavia Spencer, who's in a beautiful, simple black dress.
Yeah. I also think there's a fine line when you're a funny woman that you don't want to dress like a clown.
Exactly.
So when you have giant sleeves, like a giant multicolored train, and you sort of...
And your hair is 10 feet tall.
Yeah. It looked like she was going to, like, 80s prom party.
Exactly.
Good for her.
Yeah.
It was probably, like, a $500,000 dress.
Yeah, probably.
What were your thoughts on Jimmy Kimmel?
He's very consistent to me. And I do like the fact that he takes risks in terms of the jokes that he tells.
Yes.
But I don't know that he is of the level of being a reoccurring host. I get Billy Crystal. I get Whoopi Gold, you know, like all the Ellen DeGeneres, like all those people who have done it for like five times, six times, whatever it is. He doesn't feel like that caliber of person to me.
Yes. I think that, like, he is, like, the safe, like, Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, he knows, he, first of all, has met and worked with everybody in the room.
True.
So there's a comfort. And he is easy for ABC, obviously. He is on ABC. But he isn't going to do anything that's going to move the needle too far to the left. Like, he's not, it's not a shock and awe kind of comedian.
No,
they know exactly what they're paying for every time.
Exactly.
And he does keep it moving. I think he always has exactly the right kind of jokes for the moment. Like, if he only has, like, a minute or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know exactly. I know what you mean, though. It doesn't excite me, but I'm like, oh, he did a good job.
A safe choice.
His monologue was long.
It was very long.
But I giggled.
Yeah.
He had some good jokes.
It was funny.
The big difference this year as far as, like, presenting the awards, they had actors from the past that had won those awards come back like they had done several years ago.
Right.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
Magical. Very sweet.
Yes. I do, though, miss the clip.
Yeah, I totally agree. I thought, wow, we're not getting... I guess you can't have it all. It'd be a six-hour award show.
Yeah, but I think I would prefer a clip of the performance over somebody who has won before talking about them.
Exactly. Also, like, I kept thinking, people who haven't watched these movies, which a lot of people watch the Oscars having not seen the movies.
Right.
No disrespect, that's just, like, reality.
Right.
Those clips are what sell people to be like, wow, I really... The Zone of Interest does look like something I need to watch.
Exactly.
I don't know why that was my thought, but... but it is, I love the Legends piece
of
it.
You can't beat that.
Some of them I was like, they could have maybe gone further. Also, why was Sissy Spacek there but didn't present?
She was
just an attendee at the Oscars,
just on the guest list.
I just thought about that. I thought when I saw her on the red carpet, I was like, oh, she must be one of the actresses.
Yeah, no,
but there were some people I was like, well, these people we've seen in the last like 6 months. Right. I want to see like
Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
She did do it the last time they did this.
Yeah, exactly. But that's exactly it. I want to see, like, the Legends. You know what I mean? Even Rita Moreno, we see her all the time. But I was thrilled to see her, but I was just like...
Yeah.
Oh, but her thing with America Ferrera was sweet.
It was sweet.
I love the little things. I think it is sweet.
The cute little anecdotes and all that.
Yeah.
But again, show me a clip of somebody screaming their face off for 30 seconds.
Because we watch movies and we think, oh, that's their Oscar clip.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So now that role has been eliminated.
Hate it. But love it. It's like both things can be true.
Exactly.
Any shock? Okay, so Oppenheimer won Best Picture. Christopher Nolan won Director.
It did. He did.
And it won quite a few of the technical ones, but not as many as I was expecting.
No, I think that's fair. I did win score. Ludwig, who also did the score for Black Panther, won. It won the awards that I would guess say, okay, those make sense.
Yes.
I'm in the minority, I guess, with people who... There's a lot of Oppenheimer hate out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, I think it really is fantastic. So I don't know that I agree that it's the best picture of the year.
No.
But I get why it won. Exactly. And I think anybody can say that.
Yeah, honestly, all the movies nominated, I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
There was nothing I was like, oh, this is garbage.
No,
of course. Didn't love Poor Things, but like I understand why people did.
Yeah.
And that can lead us right to Emma. She was the big surprise of the night.
For Best Actress.
This, we were speaking of this a minute ago while we were setting up, but like this year, you know, a lot of times by the time the Oscars roll around, it's pretty much like Davine Joy Randolph, she was pretty much going to win the whole time because she had won all of the awards leading up to it. Even Robert Downey Jr., Killian had won quite a bit, but actress had really gone back and forth, it felt like. Mm-hmm. So you, even though, and then a lot of people were saying maybe Sandra will pop up and win. Mm-hmm. So that win, the whole night, I was sort of like, who will it be? Mm-hmm. You know? So her winning was like a fun.
And like I said seconds ago, before we started this, I love how emotional she was.
Of course. It gave me chills.
It shows how much it means to her. Also, like, just to think that she is 35, 36, 37,
yeah.
Two best actresses. That's amazing. Like, you cannot deny the fact that that's amazing. Ooh, I hit the microphone.
That's okay. I will say, also, just like the dress breaking, mm-hmm. She's so in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just seems to really love it.
Yeah.
That's what we want. You know, Robert Downey Jr. won, he seemed so.
It was a little cocky to me.
He turned to the audience and like waved. I was like, we get it. But at the same time, he should have an Oscar. Why not? He's Robert Downey Jr. And he is great in Oppenheimer.
He is really good. I get why he won. I think he was cocky, though.
Yeah.
And that kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Davine, her speech, you know, I loved it. You know why?
No paper.
She did not have the paper.
So why do you think now she didn't do it?
Well, I don't know. I thought she looked fabulous, and she was crying when they were doing the tribute to her. I mean,
Paul was crying when she won.
What a great speech she had.
Yeah.
It kicked off the award show perfectly.
I think so, too.
And, yeah, I love when people talk about, like, when I was little, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. That's what I want from the Oscars. Yeah, you have to thank all these other people, but, like, people at home, they want to, you know, they're on an award show. We want to hear the, like...
And viewers want to relate to you in some way.
Exactly.
They're obviously in a different stratosphere of their life, but I think it is so heartwarming to see someone reacting in a way that I would probably react.
Exactly.
Robert Downey Jr. did not react in a way that I would have reacted.
No.
It was weird.
Totally.
It was weird.
Killian, good for him.
I know. I think right up to the bitter end, I was like, I want Paul.
I know.
That would have been very sweet for it to be Paul.
I know. I was either way because I thought Killian did do an amazing job.
Yeah.
But yeah, Paul Giamatti. It just sort of feels like this was his moment, you know?
I know. And I do like it, literally when I think about the movie, I'm like, I want to cry. It's yes. So good. I cannot wait to watch it again at Christmas time.
Should we speak on the plagiarism?
I guess, yeah.
The gentleman who wrote Paddington 2 and Luca is claiming that he. Had an idea for, or he wrote a film, mm-hmm. fully wrote it out, mm-hmm. sent it to Alexander Payne, and he is like quoted as having read it at two different times, like once like 10 years ago and once like 4 or 5 years ago.
And Alexander Payne is the director of The Holdovers.
Yes. And the gentleman who wrote The Holdovers has never written a movie.
Right.
And Alexander Payne, in some of his press, basically said that they wrote it as like a collab, like it was kind of like a group effort, the script in general. So if you want to Google it, they basically are saying he they stole line by line from his script. It doesn't really see it from what we can see as like what they post on Variety, mm-hmm. but definitely like the character breakdowns, some of the themes in the movie are definitely similar.
Correct.
I'm just curious to see how it shakes out. If it goes to court, I feel like it's going to be this huge thing because we don't really see copyright trials like that for things that are on that scale.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why part of me thinks they'll just like settle and it'll be a headline for a day and it'll go away. But again,
I think then that admits fault.
Yeah. The guy, I feel bad not knowing his name, but who is saying that they stole from him, he has a good career. So I just feel like it makes me nervous for him that this will leave a bad taste in people's mouth, even if he's completely right.
I know.
Careers are tricky.
You got to walk a fine line.
Yeah, it really is. But I tried not to go into tonight thinking about that because I really did love the holdovers and all the performers in it were incredible and deserved every single thing they got.
Could not agree more.
The performances tonight,
Ken is really the winner there.
It was, I think, honestly, it was the best part of the night. Emma winning and her like speech and like that surprise moment of that, and Ken, I think, are probably the biggest like fun.
And the fact that Ryan Gosling sounded very good live.
And you know, all I could think, La La Land, him and Emma wouldn't sing, and they all blamed it on him. Like, he was not comfortable doing that. Mm-hmm. He obviously can sing.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was silly. He was on the Mickey Mouse Club. Like, he's been performing his whole life. So,
for sure.
And the songs in La La Land, no shade, they're not exactly like belters. No. You know what I mean? It's like you're humming along.
Exactly.
But he really killed it tonight.
Amazing.
It was such a fun... Oh, and they were very smart in waiting until the Oscars to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he hadn't performed, like, on Jimmy Kimmel or,
exactly.
like, any of the other things. And Billy, for the most part, had kind of held off from singing it over and over and over. She sang on the Grammys.
Which I guess makes sense, too. Yeah.
But, yeah, she killed it, too.
It was amazing.
Becky G., it felt very short.
That was like 30 seconds long.
Yeah, but I love the kids that were with her from her elementary school. That was cool. Oh, I like that. The song from Killers of the Flower Moon. That was beautiful.
That was cool.
What's the one I'm missing in my head?
I don't know.
John Batiste. Oh. Again, it felt like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Also, when they showed the people, they were showing like famous couples in love behind him. And when they showed Brokeback Mountain, they cut away. I did notice that.
I didn't notice.
I clocked that. I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
It still runs deep, the hatred for that movie and the Academy. Wow.
But yeah, we figured Billy would win two Oscars.
At like 22 years old, 23.
That song was such a moment. That still is such a moment.
So beautiful.
I wasn't surprised she won.
Me either.
She looked great, too.
I think so, too.
And I, no disrespect to her red and black hair, mm-hmm. but there's something just, like, so... I mean, she's at the Oscars, mm-hmm. so it's like... Yeah. And some of the award shows she was at, and she had that, I was like, you're not at Hot Topic. I know that's, like, your thing. And, I mean, like, good for her. But I just, you know, I was glad it was just, like, nice, solid-colored hair. Sometimes when she goes back to that, it feels like she's almost reverting to, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't love the, like, neon hair. With, you know, do you know what I'm talking about? You're not agreeing with me at all.
I totally disagree. I think it's so her brand.
Yeah, it is her brand. It just,
so why should we take that away from her?
You're right. You're right. I think it's part of what was jarring to me is, like, when she did Happier Than Ever, all of a sudden she was blonde, and everything was, like, glam. And then all of a sudden she was back to wearing, like, humongous sweatshirts and had yellow or, like, red and black hair again. And I was like...
It's okay. Just her different eras and you know what I mean? And,
you're right.
And iterations of her music.
You're totally right, and I apologize for saying that. And, Billy, if you're listening... you rock it. I can't wait to see what two colors you come out with next.
Girl.
Also, you missed the chill moment of Madonna. I'm sorry to go back to this.
Yeah.
When all her background dancers and Bob and all them came out and they were all wearing like different eras of her career, like outfits. And she was like walking through all them. Chills. That was fabulous. That gave me chills.
Good to know.
I mean, she has had so many different looks.
We get it. You like Madonna.
I don't even think about her like that, but it was like watching it gave me goosebumps. I was like,
yeah, it's like a legendary concert.
Yeah. Same with Taylor. You know, when she was doing all her things. Exactly. Still won't sing anything from the first album, but.
No, she's over it.
Anything that you hated about the Oscars or that you were left unsatisfied about?
I don't think so. Again, I think it hit all the marks I expected it to.
Boy and the Heron, animated film of the year.
I'm so thrilled for them, but I didn't particularly love that movie. The trailer was better than the movie.
Yeah.
It was... Here's the thing. This year of movies has been unreal.
It really has been.
So, there are... I think in this scenario, it just feels a little tougher because there are so many good movies that are not even nominated at all. And that's always kind of how it is, but it just feels especially stinging this year.
I kept thinking, when Ava DuVernay came out on the red carpet, they showed her walking through it, and I just kept thinking about Origin.
Exactly.
So disappointing.
Yeah, and I just hope that, I can't help but hope that those companies behind those movies learn their lesson.
1,000%. And also, it's fascinating watching TV now how they advertise things that are on streaming. Mm-hmm. Like, did you see the commercial for Grey's Anatomy? Where they're like, you can watch every single season of Grey's Anatomy on streaming.
Yeah.
But, like, what are they advertising that for?
Right.
But, like, movies really can have a whole life, you know, past this week.
Of course.
Like they were saying on... Michelle Yeoh was saying on the red carpet, Everything Everywhere All at Once had been number one on streaming all weekend. Yeah. Wow. And I thought, exactly. You know, I know streaming is the devil, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But like, there is a beauty in that. Like, people can watch, like, you know, our friend Rachel, she's been watching all these movies over the last week. That is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And think people that aren't in a city like LA where they play everywhere.
Exactly. I did love when the writer of American Fiction was saying, it is just as much a risk to make a $200 million movie that it is to make $20 million movies. Take those risks on the smaller movies. You will, like, it will pay off in spades, basically, is what he's saying. And I was like, that was amazing.
Speech. I had chills.
Amazing, amazing speech. Because he's totally right. Think of all the movies that we've seen that were made, Madame Web. $300 million, whatever it is, and it makes like $5 million at the box office.
Yes.
It's embarrassing.
Also, look at all these. I mean, this year there were a lot of first-time directors, first-time writers that were in contention. Past Lives, Anatomy of a Fall.
Yep.
American Fiction. I mean, like, there were a lot of movies that were from first-time writers and directors. So, obviously, it's sometimes worth taking those risks.
Gives me a lot of hope for all the writer people I know.
Exactly.
AKA also, Patrick McMillan.
Yeah. Are you listening? In person and in your car tomorrow. Also, it was the 96th Oscar Academy Awards. So that means we have 4 years. Because, you know, the 100th Oscars
will be insane.
Is going to be the party. And if it's not, I'm going to scream.
So we will be there.
We have to be there. 4 years. So I don't know what we got
to
do.
I think we need to make a short film. I think that's the key. We need to make a very amazing, good, short film. And I know I keep telling you to just write something.
Why is it on me?
I'm not a writer. We have a lot of writer friends, but I don't want to work with them.
That's true.
I want to work with you.
Okay, honestly, I could cry. That's the nice thing you've ever said to me.
So, I'm just kidding. My writer friend's listening to this. But if you do have a good short film idea that we could produce or direct.
Are you kidding about the part where you're saying you want to work with me?
I'm not kidding.
I just took that in and, like, I'm going to think about it tonight.
No, I just don't want to disrespect my friends.
Nobody feels disrespected from this podcast.
I do think, though, that's the way. Okay. It's the way. It has to be the way.
You can find our fundraiser on gofundme.com/letschatwithcurryandadrian. That's not a thing, but it could be. And we could make a short film and you could be a patron.
I mean, just think, like, it's so easy to just, like, rent a camera. It's cheap. It's like a cheap at the end of the day. We can edit it. It can be bad. And we just figure it out. Other people do it. Why can't we?
We have 4 years. I have to be there. I think about all the time. You know, The Wizard of Oz came out in 1939. Mm-hmm. It's year 2024. So in 15 years, they will have the 100th celebration. I have to be famous by then because I want to be a part of whatever that is. I want to be on the DVD commentary. I want to be on like the ABC special.
In 15 years, how old will we be?
I will 50. Be.
You'll be 50.
No.
Yes.
I'm not 35.
You're 34.
So in 15 years, I'll be
49.
49, which is still 15 years away from now. So I'm not 49 right now. So
I'm not saying you're 49.
And you'll be what, 20?
At that rate, I was born like negative 500 years ago because you say I was 2 yesterday.
I'm telling you, whenever we think of things in the past, I always think, well, Adrian wasn't born. No joke. Literally, anything I'm watching, like old clips of Rosie O'Donnell, which I watch all the time, I'm always like, Adrian didn't experience this because he wasn't alive. And you probably were, but you were like 1. What year were you born?
97.
Were you really?
No, I'm just kidding. 93.
93.
So I'm really not that young.
When Titanic came out.
Yeah. And how old were you?
50.
No.
I was born in 89. Titanic came out in 97. So I can answer the question, too young to be seeing Titanic in theater.
Theaters.
Theaters. Anyway, all that to say, we have 4 years. I really would like to be at the 100th Academy Awards.
Nominated
and just winning. Sweating head to toe with joy. And I'm like, oh my God, remember that time we were in Adrian's apartment? And I was like, I'm going to be here one day.
People do that all the time.
I really could cry.
People do it all the time. There's no reason on planet Earth that that can't be us.
And if you're listening, there's no reason it can't be you either.
I think maybe what I should do is like rent a camera and play around with it for like 2 days and then take it back. Regroup and say, this is what we need to do to make this work.
Okay. When all the enjoyment. They should have had her in the In Memoriam.
That's a good idea.
Andrea Bocelli and his son. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. They sounded so good.
Yeah, that was a good In Memoriam.
Butter.
Yeah.
I wish I could sing like that. I'd give anything in the entire world.
I know. And you know, I'm just thinking you have the my beautiful plate that's right here next to my TV that you gave me. The year in motion picture, the best in motion pictures.
I saw it earlier. Gave me chills.
And now we're at the end of the award season. Luckily, we have Dune to just keep going back to the theater to go and see.
Oh, yeah. Very quickly. You have seen Dune 4 times.
5 times coming this week.
So far, you've seen it 3 times.
4 times.
4 times. Which was your favorite experience? Which was your least favorite experience?
Favorite experience was City Walk.
Mm-hmm.
Least favorite experience, I would probably say TCL Hollywood, IMAX. That theater is huge. It fits 1,000 people. It's great. Like, the picture is great. It's loud. But I think because there's so many people, it constantly feels like there's people moving around you. People getting up, people shuffling. It's just constant, constant, constant.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Patrick and I and my brother Derek went down to Irvine, which is like 1.5 hours away, to go see Dune again on the biggest IMAX screen in Southern California, besides Ontario. But Irvine had 70mm, which takes up the whole screen. It's like 90 feet tall. Unreal. I'm telling you, like, people, they call it LIMAX. Like, when you go see a movie in IMAX, it's probably LIMAX. Like, that is IMAX. When you are seeing it in a 70mm screen, and it's as big as a skyscraper, like a Science Center movie theater, your life has changed. We talked to our friend Jeremiah yesterday, who went and saw it for the first time, and he was like, he didn't see it in that format, and we thankfully will be seeing it for the 6th time with him in 2 weeks. 6th time. In 70mm. But regardless, he was like, just seeing that movie is like life changing. And I was like, you're so right. It really is. Do you think your life was changed after watching that?
No. But I loved it. But
you don't think it altered your life experience in any way? No. It just, I was a pure amazement. Like, I cannot stop thinking about it.
That's how I saw Star is Born the first time.
Yeah. It's the same thing. And people keep looking at us crazy. It's like, you saw Dune 4 times. We saw Academy, A Star is Born 12 times, 13 times, 14 times. Not
enough. I'm ready to see it again, honestly.
I know. So I'm trying to beat that record.
Best moment of the night, when Cynthia and Ariana came out.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for Wicked. It's going to be an IMAX.
But not that IMAX. We'll see it at like IMAX The Grove.
No, let's see it at City Walk.
It won't be that big.
It is playing in IMAX. It says it on the poster.
I know, but not that IMAX. So like there's going to be huge, huge black bars on the top and the bottom. That's not fun to me.
Well, I'm going to go see it in IMAX at City Walk, and I'll be by myself, and I will be painted green. My face is going to be, at least my face will be painted green.
You think so?
They also are selling a Wicked shirt at Target. I held it up in front of me 2 days ago. It was in the women's section, but I think it is a gender neutral cut, and I am probably going to take the chance and buy it.
And you're going to be green.
My thought right now is, if we sit in the back row, yeah. I can wear a witch hat, right. And I can have a green face. And I'm thinking, instead of painting my arms, because I don't want to be miserable,
yeah.
I could just wear gloves, long gloves that go like up to my elbows, and or like a little above, because I'm wearing the Wicked t-shirt I'm going to get from Target.
I do think about all the time where we filmed the Wicked video and painted Patrick's arms green for no reason.
We didn't use it. I don't even remember why we needed it. Oh, because I was doing the part with Glenda and I wanted to wear the held. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
This leads us directly into our songs of the week. Anything else you want to say about the Oscars? I don't mean to end it.
No, I'm just thrilled that we made it this far.
We had a good time. It wasn't like the most exciting Oscars of all time, but I think it was a nice award show.
I agree.
Nice gowns, beautiful gowns.
Yes.
What's your song of the week?
Honestly, I only listened to like 60 seconds of this, so I hope it's right. Okay. But I think it's fitting.
Okay.
Lights, Camera, Action by Johnny Yukon. I'll be like it.
Oh, Lights, Camera, Action, get it, because it's the Oscars. I was like, what's it fitting to? I got it. It just took me a second.
What's yours?
Do you want to take a guess?
Ariana Grande.
It is Ariana Grande. We Can't Be Friends. Did you watch the music video?
Yes.
Fabulous.
It's really good. I love the whole album.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love.
It really is a good album.
Yeah, Emily, was telling me that she didn't like it.
Why? What about it?
She's a big fan of Ariana Grande, but she said she just didn't do it for her.
Well, I will say this is the only thing I'll say that is kind of interesting to me. Yes And is not really descriptive of the album. Yes And, I thought, oh, she's going to make like a house album or like a pop version of a house album, like almost like a Dua Lipa album.
Mm-hmm.
But it really isn't like that. It's not that far off from Positions, I don't think. But anyway, this song is great. The album is great. I root for her generally.
I think that's a good way of saying it.
Anything exciting coming up this week?
My concert.
Are we going to go see Imaginary?
Maybe.
I want to go see the Barbie outfits.
That would be cool.
It was a little disappointing. Last thing I'll say. It was a little disappointing Barbie was so let. Like, why wasn't Margot on the stage?
I know.
They should have let her present something or talk.
It's the highest grossing Warner Brothers movies ever.
Yeah.
I can't get over that.
Yeah, it was just, I was like, we just kept seeing her, but I was like, let her speak.
I agree.
But they talked about it the whole night, and all, two of the performances were from it. Like, it's not like people are not thinking about Barbie.
For sure. Do you want a text message?
Yeah, let's read one.
I have one.
Okay.
That I think could be good.
Okay, great.
From Joe.
Okay.
This is specifically to you.
Okay.
I know you read Barbara's memoir. Just started listening to the audiobook. Have you finished it yet? If so, how did you get through it? And what is your official review? And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because the last I talked to you about it, which was like 3 days ago, you still had not finished it yet. You've been reading it for literally like 6 weeks.
I finished. And I started Oscar Wars, my next book. Okay. I also just touched the mic with my nose. I feel like a kitten. First of all, hi, Joe. Second of all, thank you so much for the question. Third of all, I finished the book. It is like 970 pages,
yeah,
and it feels like 19,700 pages.
Yeah.
I mean that in a good way. I love Barbara.
Yeah.
I love a history of cinema textbook. Do not get me wrong. What's that book you got me?
I couldn't
love.
Tell
you. Any book about old Hollywood. I don't care if it's dense. Yeah. I love it. It is definitely a long book, and there were moments where I was like, I think we could spend a little bit. But ultimately, I loved it. The audiobook is 48 hours long. Not an exaggeration. Actually 48 hours.
Wow.
And I just was like, when am I going to... I like to listen to music. So it's like, I don't want to spend the rest of my life listening to Barbara Streisand in the car reading. But that being said, when I finished the book, I was like, I just kind of wish I'd listened to the audiobook.
Because it's her reading it.
It's her reading it. I do want to hear it from her voice. So maybe I'll like skip through, but I will say this: if you like pop culture stuff, if you like Barbara, if you like Hollywood kind of books, it is a great book. No real revelations that I think like shook me to my core, but just knowing who she is, the career she's had, I loved it.
Okay. I have not yet read it yet. I don't think I will.
Way too long for you.
Yeah, I need like a 30-page book.
No, it's not even that. It's just like I feel like you would be like, I'm over this.
I told you I'm rejecting reading.
That's fine.
No more books. You know, no new friends, no more books.
No new friends, no, yeah. I will say the next celebrity memoir I'm going to read, RuPaul.
Yeah.
I already was seeing some little things about it. I was like, oh, I should have already been reading this.
Yeah. Also, clearly, I'm joking. I do love to read.
Adrian, nobody is thinking you don't read. You are very intelligent, smart, pretty, funny.
919-675-2428.
If you have a question, you can text the question to that number or call and leave a voicemail.
Please.
We won't answer, so there's no pressure. If you mess up, just hang up.
Exactly. Literally, the second you call, it just goes straight to voicemail.
Exactly. So, like, if you don't like how it sounds, or, like, we're not going to be like, hello. It's not that. You just leave the voicemail and...
Or text us if you're shy.
Or just text us if you're shy. Which I didn't even know when you were setting up that you could text to it.
Yeah.
So the fact that people did that, I'm like, wow, people really are clicked in.
Well, it's not a landline.
Okay. I don't know what you're even trying to go. It's okay. Anything else you want to say?
I don't think so.
Thank y'all so much for listening. We hope you have the best week. It's a big week.
Is it?
We just watched the Oscars. I don't really know. What else? What comes out on Friday?
Couldn't tell you.
Patrick, you know what comes out on Friday?
Fact checker.
Fact checker Patrick McMillan is back in the room. Back again.
Back
Where's
again.
Where's Kate Middleton?
I don't know what comes out this week. Oh, Arthur the King, Mark Wahlberg, 47 Days with Jesus. American Society of Magical Negroes.
Okay. I don't want to see Arthur the King. And then next week is
Ghostbusters. Immaculate and Ghostbusters.
Yes. So we have some things coming up.
We do. There is an AMC screen Unseen on March 11th tomorrow, PG-13.
Just to repeat, I don't want to see Arthur the King.
Right.
Okay.
The Matrix is in theaters right now in Dolby.
Ooh. I'd see that. I didn't like the new one, though.
No.
Boring.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have the best day, night, week.
Ever.
Ever. If you have an idea for a screenplay that you think we could get made in a short film and win an Oscar in 4 years, please feel free to call the landline.
We will list you as special thanks.
We'll send you... Do you know how many GoFundMes I have sent money to and I've never gotten the poster or whatever the $20 kickback was? So rude.
Gotta sue.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, bye.
Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. If you enjoyed the show, and we know you did, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Keep the conversation going by following me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Curry Terrell, and Adrian on Instagram at Adrian McMill, and Twitter at Yo Adrian McMill. Discover our weekly song picks by adding our playlist on Spotify or Apple Music, all linked in this week's episode description. Got questions or feedback? Email us at letschatwithcurry@gmail.com. See you next time. Bye, y'all.